USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending his firing of the intelligence community's inspector general, the official who alerted Congress to the Ukraine whistleblower's complaint, which led to the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. He was asked about the decision to fire Michael Atkinson during yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing.
He took a fake report and he brought it to Congress with an emergency, okay? Not a big Trump fan, that I can tell you.
And the president had this to say about the whistleblower.
He's a fake whistleblower. And frankly, somebody ought to sue his off. All right.
President Trump says the NFL should expect to start on time in September. He had a conference call with all major league sports commissioners yesterday and said he wants to have fans back in stadiums at least by August. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
JetBlue, United, and Delta Airlines say they're providing free airfare to all medical professionals who are willing to help out in hotspots like New York, Detroit, and New Orleans, which still has the highest coronavirus death rate of all the hard-hit U.S. cities, including New York. 32 fatalities per 100,000 residents. That is actually double that of New York City. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, the House Minority Whip, told Fox.
We've been working with the president all the way down through FEMA, talked to the FEMA administrator at the beginning of this week, and they assured us they were going to get more PPEs and ventilators down to New Orleans, and they have. They've gotten it through the state's Office of Emergency Preparedness.
New Orleans is said to be running out of ventilators by Sunday. One cruise ship has docked in Miami. The Coral Princess has at least a dozen people who've tested positive for the virus. Thousands are on board. So far, two people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
3M said the Trump administration had asked it to stop exporting U.S.-made N95 respirator masks to Canada and Latin America. The request had significant humanitarian implications, the company warned, and could prompt other companies to act in kind. President Trump said he had used the Defense Production Act to hit 3M hard without providing any additional details. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce trade with Canada.
We've been working very closely with the Americans to highlight what Canadians know very, very well, that the level of integration between our economies goes both ways across the border, that we are receiving essential supplies from the United States, but the United States also receives essential supplies and products and, indeed, healthcare professionals from Canada every single day. I think of the thousands of nurses, for example, who cross the bridge in Windsor to work in the Detroit medical system every single day. These are things that Americans rely on, and it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce the amount of back and forth trade of essential goods and services, including medical goods, across our border. That is the point we're making very clearly to the American administration right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.